State Representative Ken Kurtz joins us in the studio today. We had a story last week on about those in the State House and in the Senate getting calls from their constituents saying, settle the budget deal, settle the budget deal.
Right.
Wait, no, that's in Washington, not in Lansing. You guys are all set on the...
It's good to be with you this morning. The thing is that we'd like Washington to know that Michigan has, and I'm sure they do know, we do settle our budget on time and even earlier. A balanced budget is very, very important. I have this great strong feeling that that would solve a lot of our problems if we just live within our means. Of course, it's easy to say, and there's a lot of demands out there, but Michigan's still open, and we plan to be that way throughout this week and the following weeks, and even getting into budget time, we do settle our budget, and that's been good for Michigan. The product of that has been good over the last 3 years to have us do this for all those who need the dollars.
Heard an interesting, I don't know what show it was even from, it was a week ago, one of the Sunday shows, that Karl Rove was running down a list of potential GOP candidates and said that even Rick Snyder is thinking about the presidential race. Because of what's happened in Michigan with him, is his star rising nationwide, do you think, a little bit?
There's very little evidence that I hear of, and at least the level that I'm at. I'm sure anyone that does a good job gets recognized. And so it's probably appropriate that Governor Snyder, although please don't interpret that I know anything, because I really don't.
Well, it would be interesting. I wouldn't think he would have the... how do I say this? The charisma to carry it off on a presidential race.
Well, I don't know about charisma, but he's never given an example that I know of that he's interested in anything more than seeing Michigan put back on a track and be in the state that we would desire to be. And the efforts that he's gone to and the willingness for him to take stands in particular areas that sometimes isn't even that popular, he's relentlessly going forth with positive action, as he says, forward for Michigan. We're seeing a lot of good things, and that's positive.
All right. Let's talk about some stuff that you're working on in your committees, including the Foster Care Bill of Rights package.
Right. There's really a good package. It's been out there for quite some time in what we call our Foster Parents Bill of Rights, which is nothing more in many respects as giving the foster parents strength in communication, getting them more timely information of children that they take in. It's so very, very important. Again, we've got nearly 16,000 children within this state that are in the foster care adoption programs, this sort of thing, and open up that line of communication, things even from timely reimbursements, when investigation need to be done, to be giving the foster parents the needed information when a child comes into their home, their background, any psychological, medical evaluations that perhaps have been done, trying to help children find that place of security within the homes that are opening up within our state. I think that it gives the Foster Care Bill of Rights, came through our committees, now headed towards the House floor, very strong bipartisan support. Believe that it'll get through. It'll strengthen not only the ability of foster parents in their communication, their working with the state departments, but I think it'll also open up the opportunity where people will begin to step forward and take further responsibility of our children need help, some of our homes. My wife and I remember years ago when we were foster parents right here in Branch County, a lot of children came through, a lot of need for children, and so there's a wonderful opportunity. We want to see homes open up in that way.
Where do you think Michigan stacks up within that right now in the nation and how we do in dealing with foster kids?
The exact numbers, I'm not sure, but the way that we handle our foster programs ranks very high as a model for many of the states to follow. So keeping up with our opportunities, fine-tuning what we need to tune, I think many of the agencies and the workings that we have going on within our state, one of our greatest needs is to have very wide open communication. Working together is very important. Same with the bill we talked about the last time I was in here when we were talking about our faith-based agencies in adoption, this sort of thing. The communication is very important as we work together to take care of our children. I've taken a lot of pride this term, especially in dealing with many, many children's issues, the adoption process, the foster care process, streamlining those things to to make better opportunity for our young people, our children.
All right. Thanks for stopping by.
Hey, it's good to be with you. Thank you.
State Representative Ken Kurtz in the studio with us this morning here.